Will Anderson.
Oh, very few performers, Bill, in the history of the Melbourne Comedy Festival have dominated the way this man has.
Sold out the last 11 years, Jim.
It's just completely nuts. He just comes and dominates and leaves. Also, Hot Breakfast, of course, flying. Western Bulldogs flying. Mm. So have a look at this man. He's got a nice, contented look about him.
They were flying until we, lost to the Gold Coast on the weekend.
We can forget that.
Well, I couldn't because I had a show straight after that match. It's very hard to be in the right mood for your show.
And a big one coming up, of course, because you and Ed head-to-head.
Yeah, well, actually head-to-head with my show, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's one of the ones that's fine. I won't know the score. The bad ones are if you have to go on stage during a match and then you're just haunted by the fact of you don't know which way it's going to go. But I've had kind of two very different experiences in that regard. The first Sunday show I did, of course, was the Hawthorn comeback.
Yes.
So I went on the stage.
Shattered.
No, because it was 3-6 when we got them. Okay. So literally I was about to walk on stage.
Nice. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yep. Couldn't be on more of a high. The week after against the Gold Coast, it was like Nick Cave in conversation. I was dark and depressed, William.
Mate, well, someone went and saw you, one of our friends. He said you were very high when you were on.
Very high?
Yeah. I didn't know how to take that or what that meant, but it might have been after that Western Bulldogs game.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. That could have been any night, Bill.
What do you have before a show to get you going? Do you have a Red Bull? Or?
What can I tell you legally? No, I can't. I would not have a Red Bull. This is what I have. I have a couple of frothies, as you would say. Yeah, a couple of cans.
Oh, good work.
Sometimes I have a couple of cans on stage as well if it's the weekend. And some Pringles.
Pringles.
Nice. Yeah, the chips Pringles, and I like them in the fridge. I like cold Pringles for some reason. But that's
unusual.
That's unusual. Yeah. Hey, unusual. I also spoke cold to someone Pringles. Who caught one of your shows and said it was absolutely brilliant, but they said 4 or 5 people made the grave error of arriving late, and this bloke said to me, they copped the greatest pasting I've ever heard anyone cop at a show.
You know what the worst thing is? That's the best bit of the show every night.
Right, okay.
Like, people always, like, I spend 3 months, 4 months working on these jokes, crafting these ideas, and then I hang some crap on some people who come in late, and people are like, I wish you hadn't stopped talking to them. That was unreal. How was that woman who worked at Telstra, and she went out with that guy who worked at the NAB Bank, and you said they met at a Everyone Else Can't Stand Us convention. It was hilarious, mate. You're the best. Remember when there was an empty seat next to him and he said, you're from NAB. That person probably died. Charge them anyway. They're like,
bang!
This is what we love. We love.
So you're really looking for people to walk in late. And if no one does, they're all there. You're stuck.
I've got to be honest with you, Bill. I'm thinking about next year just doing a show where I don't actually write a show and I just start early. So everybody will be late technically. I'm already on stage and I just start hanging crap on them as they come in one by one.
It must be hard to write a show. And do what you're doing, the hot breakfast and everything.
Mate, I grew up in a dairy farm. It's hard to milk cows every morning. That's what I remember.
You wouldn't have.
It's very different.
Milked
to,
every day and every night, did
mate,
you?
Mate, when I was a teenager, I did. And that is why I try so hard at comedy. Because no matter, your worst night at comedy is better than your best day milking cows for a living. Oh, like, oh, mate, like, you know, you can't send out a less experienced, farmer to warm up the cows for you before you go out there.
And
like,
you know what? They never
no one
go on,
claps.
Never go on holidays, dairy farmers.
Never
They're
go on holidays.
To leave their babies, their cows.
It's not like they have a milking festival and it's just a month. No.
We went to Terang. We took our show to Terang, funnily enough. And Bill tried to milk a cow.
Yeah.
And the funniest bit about it, Will, was he not only took one full shot in the face, like just completely all over his face with milk. I looked at him and said, only you could achieve that. And then a second later, he did it again.
Yeah.
So two full milk shots in the face.
That's what happens with the teats, doesn't it?
Now, Bill, can I ask you this? In comedy, if somebody steals your material, it's a bit of a sin, to be honest. Like if you've got an act and then somebody else comes along and they start doing your act, then you get pretty offended by that. How would you feel if there was someone else in the football media world who was trying to hone in on what makes you so special, trying to get a bit of a Billy Brownless heat in their world? How would you feel about that?
No, you wouldn't be happy with that. Not at all.
No, so I present...
it's all original stuff.
Exactly. So I present for you, if I could, Luke Darcy's Idiot Fight.
Oh, hello.
I'm a big fan of Anthony. He's here this morning on day one. He looks like an absolute ripper, Anthony. Yeah. I think we might.
Or Anthony.
Anthony, you seem to be dropping the... Are you an Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah, TH, yeah. Well, not that big a fan then, are you?
A couple of minutes past three, thanks to Lex.
Three. A couple of minutes past three. Jeez. Wow, we've started early. Or
3 minutes past
got away late today.
We better let you go, Dash. You're going to call the footy in an hour.
12 minutes past 11.
Hey, one thing.
Worldwide phenomenon, they're saying. Question one, what was Ed's solution to the double dipping?
Double what?
Hey, Jono, Billy Brownlee is the king of the frothy.
Say that again.
Billy Brownlee.
What's happened to
Billy Brownlee?
What's wrong with him?
I think something's going on at the House of Wellness.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think exactly. There might be some orgy bongs at the House of Wellness.
No, something's happening.
Hey, Will, while you're on this great subject of plagiarism.
Yes.
We had a situation recently where Big Sauce Jacobs made his way out of the Adelaide team. Right. So Bill comes out with this late change for Adelaide.
Right.
Sauce Jacobs comes out, he reckons, replaced by, pause, Tabasco. Anyway.
Well, you know what?
You can use it.
That's actually, well, not a bad joke.
Yes.
Not a bad joke. So I would have been immediately suspicious.
And so were Rabs and I. So this is what came out. Have a listen.
Big Sauce, not playing.
No, he's out. He's out. We'll put Tabasco in. Young Sauce.
Young Sauce.
Yes.
That was earlier the same morning on Adelaide Breakfast Radio.
Hang on. Well, you were in that interview.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, hang on. So...
Will,
you've stolen it from one of your mates while you were there.
Yep, that's it.
And Mark Rusciuto,
you're on with Roo, the hardest man in Adelaide.
Who doesn't launch any rockets, let me tell you. He's not the smartest bloke going around. And he actually came up with half funny ones. I liked it.
And you were like, well, he can't have that.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently I can have, what, jokes don't travel over the border? Is that how it works?
Not from Adelaide.
Right. Half an hour delay. You thought you could get away with it.
He thought we wouldn't know. And my antenna was like yours, Will. As soon as I heard it, I thought there's no way he's come up with that.
Yeah.
So we found out, what, 20 seconds later?
Yeah.
Open theft.
Yep. I mean, does that happen in comedy?
Well, not normally that brazenly, Bill.
But hey, you'd hear something and go, I'm going to turn that around and use that.
No, Will's never done that.
You know what, though? It does happen in your life.
Yes.
Like, you know, occasionally you'll be in the fight with the darling, or something happens to the family and they all look at you like, okay, you're having that, aren't you? And you're like, well, yes, but none of you have a use for it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, Dad, that's your joke, but the cows aren't going to appreciate it. I'm going to take it on the stage.
Will, stick around, please. We want to talk about the comedy festival next. Will Informed is the name of the show. Your shows have been sold out at the Comedy Theatre for the past 11 years, but people can get tickets.
Last night sold out. Tonight probably will, but over the weekend, maybe Friday, Saturday, good nights to get some tickets before the end.
Comedy.com.au to see one of the best acts you'll see at the festival. Now, I'm looking at the sheet I've been given here by Jill, and I can see a shot of the Hot Breakfast team.
Look at them.
The Big Duke, of course, trying to rip off Bill's idiot file, Ed, and down the front, the beautiful Hose Mary.
But
it brings me to something that disturbed me a little bit, and that was start of the year shows being done at the Super Bowl, iconic world event.
Yes.
And my main man's not in attendance.
No.
Did you just say I'm not having any part of this Seppo crap?
That's what I said. I was like, I had a feeling it wasn't going to be a great game.
No.
I was like, you know, guys, I think you're wasting all your time to go over there. I think it'll be one of the worst Super Bowl finals in history.
No, yeah. Will.
I think Maroon 5 will be terrible. Nice. I'm pretty sure Adam Levine's going to take his shirt off and spoil the whole day for everybody.
No, Will. Wagga has stuffed you.
Yeah, it's true, Bill.
That's gone on for a while now.
It has. So what happened was...
Ever think back and say, geez, I shouldn't have been such a dick?
Well, no, not really, Bill. Because...
A bit like yourself, Bill. Have you ever had that same
thought? No, much like you, Bill, I commercialised that dickishness. I did a whole show about it last year. Did very well for me. Will not take one part of it back.
That's right.
With the money I made from that show, I can afford to pay for myself to go to the Super Bowl. So it's fine. We'll work it out.
Well done.
But no, I had a visa issue, but the main actual problem wasn't Wagga. The main problem was Donald Trump shut down the government.
What happened
was my work visa, because I have an O-1, which is like a US work visa. So I was going to do some shows before the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And so I was going over on that visa, which could not get cleared through the US government because
there was no one there.
The government shut down. Yeah. So it was Donald Trump's fault, basically, that I couldn't go. But I kept thinking that it would happen. Like, you know, right up until there was still that thing. Man. Like, calls were made. Like, Eddie Maguire knows Julie Bishop. Yeah. He called her. Like, you know, the foreign minister was on the case. Turns out she couldn't do anything about it either.
No way.
Yeah. It was pretty great. So I was glad it was a terrible game.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you know, I'd hope they all... I was really praying that the storm would come in and that all die frostbite. But
anyway.
Well, Luke wouldn't. He would have taken his gloves.
He would have. Exactly. His leather gloves. Hey, now you're a farm boy, so you've got plenty of animals at home, I see.
I do.
Two dogs.
Yeah.
French bulldogs. And then you've got a cat. Why have you called your cat Church?
Church?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ever seen a movie called Pet Sematary?
Scary one?
Yeah, the scary one?
Don't like scary movies.
Don't like scary movies?
No.
Oh, poor Billy.
No, I don't. They
poor Billy.
They affect Bill.
Oh, do they give you bad dreams, Billy?
They do.
They do? Poltergeist?
That, I went through when I was 16, and I hate those little doll things. What are those?
Yeah, Chucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Barbies.
Yeah.
Transformers.
But why you got that? Why church after
Church.
Pet
there's a cat in church in Pet Cemetery that is called Church, so that's why the cat is called Church.
Oh, fair enough.
Not named after an actual church, although I do live in a street where there's a church, and that is a very interesting experience living in a street. You ever lived in a street where there was a church?
No.
Really reminds you when you're coming home on a Sunday morning from a big night out at church.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A real wake-up call as you walk by a bunch of very hopeful, optimistic people going into a church and you're wandering home.
Yeah.
You know, that is, and you're kind of like, well, I could go in for a free drink. Like, you know, particularly in Sydney, it's hard to get a drink. You know, so
take some money from the plate. When's the last time you've been to a church, by the way?
Oh, no. I went to a Greek wedding. You ever been to a Greek wedding?
Yes.
It was an Orthodox Greek wedding. It was like 3 hours.
You emceed one, Bill.
I emceed one for not a lot of money.
Hang on. You did a cashie at a wedding?
Yeah, I know. Well, can you believe that? It's exactly what he did. That's exactly what you did.
Weddings, parties, anything.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I know. It's shameless.
Very good, too,
shameless.
Will.
You might have noticed, Will, he's dropped off a couple of gigs lately. Hey,
I'll
he's taking all comers.
I'll take anything. Now, what's in your show, Willie?
And well, actually, just before we get to that, I like the idea of you as an ordained priest, because you know you can do that, right? You could just become like an ordained priest of something, and then you could actually officiate people's wedding ceremonies. Oh. That'd be a pretty good sideline for you. I reckon there'd be a few people who'd be pretty keen for you to...
marry them.
Yeah, and the thing is, occasionally, the priests get their words wrong. I was at a wedding. This is an absolutely true story. The priest was trying to say, you will know his love by this ring on your finger, and said instead, you will know his love by his finger on your ring.
Oh,
so... Tough moment at the most romantic moment of your life, isn't it?
Well, you might have a bit of something
in it.
He's like, I actually wrote that vow.
Do we hear that in the show?
No. That was just for you, Will.
Oh, geez. Oh, like you start with it. What do we get? A bit of everything?
It's a bit about me. The show's kind of about being 45 and middle-aged. 45 is the dictionary definition of middle-aged. Oh. Did you know that?
No.
I looked it up in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And apparently the dictionary definition of middle-aged is when you're looking up the definition of middle-aged in the dictionary.
When you're 45.
Yeah, so 45 is middle-aged. 45 to 65, apparently, is the...
Wow.
Yeah, which seems optimistic,
doesn't it? That's
right
where we all are, then.
So we're all middle-aged. And so it's a show about that and the changing world and all those sort of things. And it's funny. People seem to like it.
Yeah.
I get along and watch it.
Liked it.
Will Informed, comedy.com.au to get hold of your tickets and get stuck in, because they're not easy to get. Will, always great to catch up with you. Dominating, as I said. Hot breakfast as well. We love that. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
On you, Willie.